Track 2.
You're a tied agent, aren't you, Mr. Weiss?
Yes.
How many insurance companies do you tend to work with?
Right now, I offer products from about 6 or 7 companies.
How do you decide which company to work with?
It depends on the range of their products and their tariffs.
Don't a lot of people buy insurance directly from insurance companies or online?
I think that the call and service centers that insurance companies use to contact clients have actually turned a lot of people off. Clients have given up calling companies because they often don't like the way they are treated and passed on from one person to another. In the past, insurance companies used to offer very good service, but this has changed. I hope it will change back again. And as for buying online insurance, well, quite often you don't get exactly what you need.
Yes, I can relate to that from personal experience. I took out legal insurance online without reading the small print. Then, when I made a claim, I found out I wasn't covered.
See? If people come to me, they can tell me exactly what they want, and I can get it for them. Take household contents as an example. A company might have 5 different tariffs, covering all sorts of different things and with different exclusions. I can get a policy tailored exactly to the customer's needs. The experience I have, you won't get on the internet. And again, still looking at household contents, it's often important to make sure you get replacement value cover.
What's that?
It's the real cost of replacing an object. There are other policies that cover actual cash value. Some expensive items, such as television sets, lose their value quite quickly. If the cover is for actual cash value, the insured just gets what the devices were worth when they were broken or damaged. That can be just a few euros, so it won't be enough to get a new television.
What other advantages are there when you go through an independent broker? I mean, if there's a dispute about a claim, can you achieve anything that an individual claimant can't?
Sometimes I can negotiate a little leeway. For example, the insurance company might take into account whether the customer has other insurance policies with them.
So, do you go to your customers or do they come to you?
It depends. Some come to me and I go to others. I've never even met some of my customers. All of our dealings are done by email.
Which products do your customers mostly buy?
House contents, of course. Personal liability, legal protection, life insurance. Self-employed people often need pension plans or private health insurance.
Can you describe your typical working day, if there is such a thing?
My work is quite varied. I tend to make visits in the afternoons, so I spend the mornings preparing for them.
I assume the mornings aren't entirely spent dealing with new customers and their needs?
Not at all. Sometimes a customer has had an accident, for example, and needs advice about a claim.
Is there a lot of administrative work?
Yes. Most business is done by email nowadays. And when there are changes of tariff, I need to inform the customers about that. I'm busy all day, and sometimes in the evenings too.
Do you work in the evening?
Yes. I've had calls up to 10:30 p.m. Someone working late in the office thinks of a question. Or someone has an accident and needs advice.
Doesn't that bother you?
Not at all. I like my job. I like talking to clients and giving them a personal service.
Well, it has been very interesting talking to you, Mr. Weiss. Thank you so much for giving up your time.
Not at all. I hope it's been helpful.